This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know this is going to be a little bit of a shock to y'all, but I am not going to be in this year's Olympics. Yeah, I know you all think I'm the most amazing athlete, but I have not been training, and I don't think I would have even qualified for anything in the Winter Beijing Olympics. In my mind, I am one of the best figure skaters out there since Nancy Kerrigan and Oksana Vayul. But I have never officially competed, and I fall a lot, so I'm not going to be in the Olympics. And maybe it's a good thing, because I might have to swap out my cell phone. Apparently, with the UK, they don't trust China, which is interesting that Beijing is hosting the Olympics, and we have all these athletes going over there. And there's going to be these sort of tensions and lack of trust that's happening. As a result, the UK is going to swap out, this is the British Olympic Association, they're going to offer temporary phones to Team Great Britain athletes and staff because they fear that the Chinese are going to put spyware on their phones. They say the British delegation will not be banned from taking their own mobile devices. They have been warned against doing so by the BOA because it fears the authorities will install spyware to extract private information or track future activity. According to a BOA spokesman, we've given athletes and staff practical advice so that they can make their own choice as to whether they take their personal devices to the games or not. Where they do not want to take their own equipment, we have provisional temporary devices. I would probably use a fake phone. Not a fake phone, but a temp phone. I mean, my phone has, like, you know, my pictures. So if I get homesick, I probably want to scroll through my pictures. But other than that, as long as I could call and I have the phone list and I have everybody's number that I could put into the phone. But the problem is those phones could be hacked, too. So the fear there is if you're calling your mama, they're going to know who your mama is. Now, isn't mommy coming? Not everybody gets to come over there. I taught you guys about how it's going to work. There are these big bubbles, the Beijing Olympic bubble. There's going to be police escorts, daily COVID tests, even robotic chefs. So Beijing does not want what happened in Tokyo happening to them. And they are in the midst of the Omicron wave. Apparently in Beijing, they are doing, or in China in general, they're going to random neighborhoods doing spot tests for COVID. And then if you're COVID positive, you get ripped out of that house and you get taken to like an internment center for your quarantine. I mean, China, they're not messing around. That's some pretty scary stuff. For those who are going, oh my gosh, I am going to leave America if this election doesn't go the way I want it to. Good luck leaving America. I don't think you're going to want to live in China. That's some scary, scary stuff. So China is now mandating that there are loops for the transit. There's these bubbles that are going to be for the athletes, for the staff, for the media. Now, in terms of me wanting to get tickets to go to the Olympics, I can't do it. I mean, I might be able to do it through media, but I don't want to do that because there's all these quarantine rules. I'm vaccinated, but if they don't like the vaccine or if they think the vaccine is too old or whatever, they can at any time change the rules. You are going to be on their soil. And they are hoping that with these bubbles, they will be able to contain and prevent any new COVID. Now, I mean, if COVID originated in China, You would think they would understand, no, we know how it works. We know the infectivity. We know that. But maybe this is all for show. Maybe they're like, oh, my gosh, I don't know where COVID came from. And, you know, we were so surprised by the bat soup that, oh, dear, you know, let's just lock everything down. So, or unless they really know what the hell they did. And they thought it was going to be done and over with. And then here we are with the 2022 Winter Olympics. So unlike last summer's Tokyo Games, which took place in a porous bubble, there will be a closed loop of seating and guarded precautions. So at the entrance of the main gate, security personnel guarded a locked gate, police cars with signs. In fact, you can't take an Uber. There's only going to be certain people that could drive you to where you want to go. It's going to be seriously a closed loop. Once inside, people cannot leave until they either depart the country or complete several weeks of quarantine. This includes about 20,000 Chinese volunteers and staff at the venues who will enter the loop. So these Chinese volunteers and staff are going to say goodbye to their families for weeks and then go into this Olympic Village loop. I wouldn't. I dig the Olympics. I think the stuff is exciting. I love sports. I mean, maybe for a Dallas Cowboy game, I'd risk it. Not for the Olympics. They say overseas participants arriving mainly on special charter flights enter the loop as soon as they land at Beijing Capital Airport. Early arrivals say their buses have police escorts to their hotels. So you are basically under their authority. You are under their jurisdiction. You're a prisoner. Authorities are determined to create a physical barrier between participants and the general population. They warn locals to stay away from designated Olympic transport vehicles. Now, sex is a real big thing for Olympians. Olympians cannot wait to see all the other, you know, they're all excited about the gymnasts and things like that. You know, everybody wants to kind of hook up with everybody else, but I don't think they're doing gym because gymnastics is summer. But, you know, I'm sure they're, you know, maybe the figure skaters, who knows. But people really, really kind of hope to hook up. I think they're going to limit that. Unless you're in the athletic bubble. So the loop has begun. It started January 4th. It's going to open fully by January 23rd, according to state media. It's going to be sealed off sections of the venues, designated accommodations. I want to hear about the robots. What's going on with the robot eats? There's going to be daily tests. Everybody has to be tested daily, no matter what. And then if not, which really stinks for an athlete. Because what if this, look, what if China doesn't want America to kick their butts? And they go, oh, American, you poor thing, now you're COVID positive, sorry. And then then anybody who's a good athlete might test positive and not get to compete. I don't know. I don't know if I'd buy that. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So yesterday, a judge had ruled the sexual assault lawsuit against Prince Andrew could move ahead. Prince Andrew, was he the fourth child? Third child of Queen Elizabeth, Prince Philip? Well, a federal judge yesterday denied a motion to dismiss a lawsuit against Prince Andrew filed by Virginia Giuffre, a woman who alleges she was sexually trafficked to the royal when she was underage as part of the whole Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell circuit. And according to Judge Lewis Kaplan, he says Ms. Giuffre's complaint is neither unintelligible nor vague nor ambiguous. He says it alleges discrete incidents of sexual abuse in particular circumstances at three identifiable locations. It identifies to whom it attributes that sexual abuse. So she had alleged in the lawsuit that Jeffrey Epstein, who had either was killed or killed himself, trafficked her and forced her to have sex with his friends, including the prince, and that Andrew was aware she was underage, 17 years old in the U.S. at the time. She alleges that the prince sexually abused her at Epstein's private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands, at his mansion in Manhattan, and at his former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell's home in London. Prince Andrew has denied the allegations. He has moved to dismiss the suit. So the ruling now sets up a dramatic series of legal proceedings. Oh, he's the third child of Queen Elizabeth. Yeah, because there was Philip and Anne. And then Andrew is 61 years old, and he has until July 14th to potentially answer questions about the case under oath. If the case is not settled, Prince Andrew could face a trial date between September and December 2022. So we hadn't heard much from Buckingham Palace, except now we're being told that the Queen has cut and stripped the Duke of York of all his military titles, royal patronages, and will no longer use, I guess, HRH? Not exactly sure what that is. In official capacity. Oh, the Royal Highness. His Royal Highness. In an official capacity. Why? Because he's now facing the sexual assault lawsuit, and he will be doing so as a, quote, private citizen. So the Duke of York was born a Royal Highness, his Royal Highness, but will no longer be allowed to use it, which means in the court case, they won't say Your Royal Highness, Your Royal Highness. Yeah, there's a lot of, I'm not very up on all that, but apparently if there is somebody of that stature, you are supposed to, honor them in that manner. I don't know if you saw The Crown. Remember, there was the actors, Dexter played JFK. Remember, JFK and Jackie were there, and I think there was some concern that, you know, he didn't, call her Your Majesty correctly. You know how doctors get mad when they're not called doctor? I don't care. You know, I'm like, you don't have to call me doctor. I mean, I wasn't really big on titles, you know. I mean, until somebody starts to challenge me, and then I'm like, I am Dr. Wax. I want this person having this standard of care. Then maybe I'll bring it out, but it's rare. It's rare because, honestly, we're all a team. But, man, when you're a Royal Highness, you want that title. That's big. They also shred his military ties. Now, he is a Royal Navy veteran. He served with distinction as a helicopter pilot during the Falklands War. So this comes the day after the judge unequivocally rejected his bid to have the sex abuse case thrown out. So now he might be cross-examined for several hours on camera. A lot of embarrassing questions about his sex life and his private parts. Andrew has been urged to settle out of court with the accuser's royal accuser, Virginia Roberts Guffrey, for the sake of his mother. She celebrates her platinum jubilee this year. I know, apparently it's a big deal. I don't know much about platinum jubilee. Does that mean like her 100th birthday? I don't know. But he could face difficulties because she would like her day in court. This is huge. You know, we haven't heard from a lot of the victims, especially since Ghislaine Maxwell's court case was media was not allowed to be present. And people are just shocked that something like this exists, and it does. And this is one example of a circuit that probably is so pervasive across the United States, countries, Europe, etc., where people pimp out sex slaves. And the abuse and the assault and the inability to complain and the inability to get justice is because these are very, very big, powerful people. So seeing this sadly bleed into the royal family, it's devastating. It's just devastating. And the abuse of power is something that is not going to, I think, want to be, you know, kept behind closed doors and you know, the settlement obviously would be kept quiet. And I think people want answers. And, you know, I hate to see Buckingham Palace, per se, be under all this drama with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and all that. And you have people out there gunning to see the fall of Buckingham Palace. I like the fact that we have you know, parts of our past, like a bloodline of royals, you know, King Edward, King, you know, going all the way back, Queen Elizabeth II, you know, I think it is fascinating that there is still a piece of history and certain traditions and all that, you know, because as we're so progressive on, you know, in so many other aspects, it's nice to be able to have, you know, that sort of, it's remarkable for them to have that longevity. But I don't know if this is going to be the generation that breaks them. I don't know what happens after Queen Elizabeth leaves, God forbid. And it's, you know, when you have the son of the queen, a royal, involved in this allegedly, and if he is found guilty, people are going to want that power dissolved. And it's not the queen's fault. So Buckingham Palace had to make a decision. So the queen casted Andrew out of the royal fold. They said, with the queen's approval and agreement, the Duke of York's military affiliations, royal patronages have been returned to the queen. The Duke of York will continue not to undertake any public duties and is defending this case as a private citizen. And that's the other thing, too. They have to show that they aren't the ones bankrolling the legal defense. A royal source said the issue has been widely discussed with the royal family, making it clear that the Prince of Wales, also Andrew, was involved in crisis talks over the matter. The source said the military post would be redistributed to other members of the royal family. The palace said previously that the Duke's military appointments were in abeyance after he stepped down from public duties in 2019, but he still retained the roles, including Colonel of the Grenadier Guards. It's one of the oldest and most emblematic regiments of the British Army. He has tons of other honorary military titles. Honorary Air Commodore of RAF Lossiemouth, Colonel-in-Chief of the Royal Irish Regiment, Colonel-in-Chief of the Small Arms School Corps, Commodore-in-Chief of the Fleet Air Arm, Royal Colonel of the Royal Highland Fusiliers, I don't know what those are, Deputy Colonel-in-Chief of the Royal Lancers, Queen Elizabeth's own, and Royal Colonel of the Royal Regiment of Scotland. So, this comes after more than 150 veterans joined forces to express their outrage, writing to the Queen to demand that he be removed from the honorary military positions. So this is sad. This is a very, very sad day for Buckingham Palace, even sadder for the victim. And we have sadly seen abuse, and I'm not accusing, he's innocent until proven guilty, but we have sadly seen abuse done by people of power who thought they were too big to fail. And it is disgusting with what happened under the Jeffrey Epstein and all his you know, islands and homes and retreats, and how it had to involve a network of kids and sexual assault and abuse and trafficking. And apparently there's a lot of other suggestions that there are, you know, even people as big, if not bigger, than Prince Andrew in America that could be involved. And I'm not sure when those names are coming out. I think they're saying Giselle Maxwell might, as a, you know, for a plea bargain, might release them. The problem is there's certain names that are notorious with people dying if those names get out. So this is, I think, the start of a rude awakening of what many people of power, you know, sadly do, and not everybody, but, and I hope this stops. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, President Biden's approval rating on the coronavirus pandemic is at 39%. This as the Biden administration is pledging to begin providing a $500 million at-home test kits to Americans for free this month. President Biden says the White House is not stopping there.
I'm directing my team to procure an additional $500 million, an additional 500 million more tests to distribute for free. I mean, 1 billion tests in total to meet future demand.
That news comes as it appears the Omicron variant has peaked in the United Kingdom, a promising sign for the United States and other countries that the variant's impact may be brief. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced he wouldn't cooperate with the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol Hill riots that occurred January 6, 2021. McCarthy saying the committee isn't focused on the real issues of the riots on Fox and Friends.
There's two focuses that this committee should be working on. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared that day, and to make sure it never happens again? But they will not bring forth any of the Sergeant of Arms communication with the Speaker. This is purely an arm of the DCCC going after any of their political opponents. People see it.
He joins Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan in refusing to cooperate with the committee. A key measure of inflation is on the rise. The Producer's Price Index, which measures the prices producers of various goods and services receive, jumped 9.7% last year. That's the biggest increase in a calendar year since 2010. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you ask, when is Fauci leaving? When is he retiring? So look, I like to be a little bit more objective about everything that's going on because I'm a doctor, and I also don't want there to be a witch hunt, but yes, I will hand it to you. There were some definite missteps that Fauci made, some definite missteps that Biden made, but I don't blame them for Omicron. You know, everybody's like, oh my gosh, look at what, like, we now have an Omicron wave. You know, Biden promised to stamp out and stop COVID. Biden doesn't have that control. You know, if Ebola comes to our country, yeah, there are some things you could do to minimize that, but nature will always win. I don't blame Biden or Fauci for there being the Omicron wave. I blame China, but I don't blame Biden or Fauci. I mean, you know, we have to be really, really honest about where we lay blame. But then we also have to be very, very honest about what went wrong and what shouldn't ever be replicated in a future administration. So what's happening now is USA Today is reporting that Biden's approval ratings have now dropped down to 33% on concerns of him handling COVID, the economy. And so this is the Quinnipiac University poll. It is the lowest mark of any major public survey during his presidency, and he's taken a beating. The poll was conducted January 7th to January 10th, released Wednesday. 33% of all 1,300 adults surveyed think Biden's doing a good job. 53% disapproved. 10% didn't even want to offer an opinion. So they say if you isolate just registered voters, his approval rating bumps up to 35%. Now, I've said this, okay? You know, when you look at these polls, first, 1,100 people is not representative of 360 million. Okay, the average person, you know, is not stopping their work day to take a poll. You know, so who does have time? Who's home taking this poll? The average person that fears the government and fears backlash for saying they support Trump probably also are not going to be very, very honest about the poll. You know, I've heard conservatives out there saying every time I get a poll, I say Biden's the bomb, Biden's the bomb. Let them be in la-la land and get surprised by the polls. So I don't think people answering these polls are very honest anyway. So, but they might be representative, right, of, you know, of trends. And, you know, with COVID, I don't blame Biden for COVID, but he is going to get the ire or get the wrath of a lot of people if he affected their pockets. And he did. So anybody who lost their job because they didn't, you know, take the vaccine, they're going to be pretty mad at Biden because of his mandate. Anybody who is upset that they can't have access to a COVID test and they need that COVID test to go back to work, and Biden said, yeah, you'll get some in a few months when we finally have, I think, 500 million he's trying to get to everybody in the next few weeks. Yeah, they're going to probably be upset with him on that. Is it really Biden's fault? We have a Binex now COVID test shortage. Maybe some of the blame, but honestly, everybody's testing because they want to travel or they want to go back to work. They want to show on Facebook their COVID test so people don't accuse them of being the ones that gave them COVID. And so that's not Biden's fault. It's just people are overusing these tests, way overusing these tests. Not everybody wants to take the test. So, you know, I don't blame Biden for Omicron, but there has been some big misses. Fauci, I've had issues with Dr. Fauci. On one end, I understand he's in a very difficult role. On the other end, he should have left that role. Not quit because he did a bad job, but leave that role because of conflicts of interest. Leave that role because he can't be honest. The second he said when Trump left that he felt like he couldn't say the truth as a doctor, okay, we doctors take a Hippocratic oath. No $437,000 salary should put us in a position where we're not honest with the American public. So the second Fauci said he felt like he had to say things he didn't believe, why didn't he quit? Okay, no money is worth your lack of integrity. And if you're working for somebody who is forcing you to say one thing versus the another, you say, take your $400,000 and shove it. So my issue with Fauci is he wanted to keep that salary and keep that role, and here he is now in the role with Biden. So if you didn't say what you really thought with Trump, how do I know you're also saying what you really think with Biden? The most truthful thing we got out of Fauci is him calling somebody a moron. All right, on a hot mic. So, you know, that's the problem. He is making one of the highest salaries in government. He's not going to want to give that up, and he hasn't given that up, despite feeling like he was going against his ethics. All right, we doctors have all learned if you work for somebody that makes you go against your ethics, see ya. Your your ethics come first. Your Hippocratic Oath comes first. So that was a huge, huge misstep. So Dr. Fauci, in this poll, there was a poll. Let me see here. Let's see what it's called. The News Nation Decision Desk Headquarter Poll. Biden got a little better approval. He got 45% for the pandemic. But in terms of Fauci, two-thirds say they would rather trust their own doctor for advice than Dr. Fauci. 15.5% said they trust Biden when it comes to COVID-19 information. 30.8% trust Fauci. Even less trust the news media. But your doctor and the health authorities like the CDC and the FDA completely trumped Fauci, Biden, and the news media. So, I like that. Trust your doctor. Your doctor's not getting a $430,000 salary. Your doctor's not, you know, risking a huge media career. Told you guys, being a doctor in the media, you have to play a fine line. And I've explained that choreography, right? I have to be very, very careful with my verbiage because I tell you like it is. But if at all somebody misconstrues and says that I'm trying to tell somebody to not wear a mask or I'm trying to tell somebody to not get the vaccine, I could have the medical board on my butt. And so when I'm trying to tell you guys, look, okay, you need an N95 mask. You know, and somebody only wants to cut off the piece where I say your gator's not doing jack diddly squat. I have to be very careful in the media of somebody only cutting that one little slice of audio. Same thing with the boosters. If I say, look, the booster immunity is waning, and there is a study saying, look, natural and boosted immunity might be the strongest. If somebody cuts out that second part of the sentence, they plaster that one piece of media bite. So being in the media is very, very dangerous for a doctor. So you need a doctor that'll sit down with you, no cameras, and say, look, this is what I think. I think what that mask you're wearing is dirty. Look at the makeup on it. Throw that sucker out and get a fresh one. You know, I think that you got lucky with the vaccines, but I don't like the numbness you had after that second booster. I think you might have an adverse event. I don't know if I want to sanction you getting another shot. But you see, you can't have a doctor that just speaks to 360 million people. You need a doctor that's just speaking to you. So I agree, you need to go to your doctor. Are there doctors out there that are idiots? Oh, absolutely. I can't tell you how many doctors I've seen on social media I've even had to block where they won't even listen or look at the clinical trials. I've had to actually send them the link of all the clinical trials because I know gosh darn well they aren't doing the science. They're only picking what they want and going, oh, you see, I read it this way, or oh, I read it this way. So you do need to be careful because some of you guys do have crap doctors. I get it. I get that. Always get a second opinion. I tell you too, get a second opinion from me. If I don't feel like I know something, get a second opinion. You need to get a second opinion. But
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was a question I got a couple days ago. Joseph asked, how is the medical community supporting me? Do they support what I do, or are they criticizing what I do? So it's very interesting because I've been approached by doctors who have been liberal, conservative, and they've told me that they think I represent them well, and they're appreciative. Now, do I hear from people that hate me? No. There could be people that hate me. I haven't heard of them. I haven't heard a doctor insult me. The only insult I got recently was a doctor said, a doctor was so mad that I was saying we as doctors need to be open to some of the studies on ivermectin, that he responded to me, and this was a physician I actually had referred patients to in the past. I can't believe I didn't see how close-minded he was. He said that somebody using ivermectin was a quack. I've never prescribed it, but ivermectin's been used for multiple things. I studied it in the EPA. But for him to call another doctor who's either thinking about it, suggesting it, or using it a quack, and then he goes, are you also pushing hydroxychloroquine? And that was very interesting coming from a doctor, because my guess is he hasn't been watching and reading the clinical trials and looking at the data that's out there. So, you know, Joseph, it's an interesting question. I'm under the impression that how I represent the medical community is as neutral as can be, because I can't speak for all doctors. You have a lot of liberals out there. You have a lot of conservatives out there. But because I talk about both sides, I haven't really been under fire by any medical community, because, again, I'm not anti-mask, I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm anti-mandate. And being anti-mandate, I don't think a lot of doctors disagree with me on, because doctors know about, I mean, it's all about informed consent. You never force somebody into something. You let them make a choice, and the patient has to decide the benefits versus the risks. That's how we were trained. And so my being anti-mandate, I don't think has. And who knows? I mean, maybe somebody's like, oh, man, let's do her in. But for the most part, everything I say is logical. The N95 masks have the strongest data in terms of protecting the virus, not these gaiters that people are putting on their face or these old used masks they're throwing on the ground, which should be in biohazard. You know, and most of the stuff I say is, you know, the CDC says we've had about 11,000 deaths from the vaccine. From the COVID vaccine, that there's cases of myocarditis, there's cases of blood clots. That's why I think it should be a person's choice. There's too many side effects for it to be mandated. I don't think a lot of doctors disagree. Now, they might disagree and say, look, you know, we still need to tell everybody to get vaccinated. I support vaccine. You know, they said we might, you know, despite the risk, say, guys, it's worth it because COVID could kill you. It's really hard to do that now with Omicron, since Omicron isn't as deadly. So it's a tougher sell. So I'm sure there's doctors out there that disagree with me, but most of the people who have been in high up in medical communities have been very, very supportive and like my approach, because, again, I try to be really fair and balanced to try to give you guys the data as we have it. And then, yes, when I have an opinion, I tell you guys it's my opinion. Like, personally, I think homeless people should be getting food and water and not people standing in a voting poll. You know, if you have extra food and water, can you go two blocks south and make sure those people are fed rather than these people who are on their phones that don't even have an extra hand available to grab the turkey sandwich you want to hand them? So that's an opinion, and I am allowed to have an opinion. Well, Joe Rogan is getting blasted by doctors and scientists. Apparently, hundreds of doctors and scientists have signed an open letter to Spotify accusing Joe Rogan of pushing anti-vax misinformation on his podcast. One branded him a menace to public health. So Joe Rogan is like the new Howard Stern. The young people love him. He does a good job on his podcast. He does a good job. And he's not, I think, necessarily Republican or conservative, but he, like Aaron Rodgers, like a lot of people out there, have been questioning some of the very pendulous swings and you know, overreach. And so many people feel that he's a lot more conservative. So 270 experts and medical professionals called on the streaming giant Spotify to adopt a misinformation policy after Joe Rogan hosted Dr. Robert Malone. There was a 3-hour and 60-minute interview on the Joe Rogan Experience, and Malone compared the U.S. to Nazi Germany and said today's society was suffering from a mass formation psychosis over the use of vaccines. He also claimed to be part of the team that invented the mRNA technology used in COVID-19 and said pharmaceutical companies administering vaccines such as Pfizer and Moderna have financial conflicts of interest. Now, he's not wrong about that. We, all throughout medicine, we know that if a pharmaceutical company says you have to do something, we always need to get an objective point of view because the pharmaceutical company is making money on it. I mean, that they do have a financial conflict of interest. It's just if they're the only ones doing the studies, we're kind of at a loss. So now hundreds of medical professionals have fact-checked Malone and demand accountability from Spotify. They spent a record $100 million on exclusive streaming rights to the Joe Rogan Experience last year. In an open letter, they said with an estimated 11 million listeners per episode, JRE, Joe Rogan Experience, which is hosted exclusively on Spotify, is the world's largest podcast and has tremendous influence. Spotify has a responsibility, they say, to mitigate the spread of misinformation on its platform, though the company presently has no misinformation policy. So the letter claims that Rogan has a penchant for broadcasting misinformation, particularly regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, and that the episode with Malone promoted baseless conspiracy theories, including an unfounded theory that societal leaders have hypnotized the public. So I'm going to talk about this, but one thing I want to say is this. Have you guys ever listened to The Phil Hendry Show? Phil Hendry is a comic genius. And The Phil Hendry Show, I'd be driving around L.A. and there would be Phil Hendry as a host. And there would be a guest. And the guest would be sexist. Let's say, well, I think women should be barefoot and pregnant or something like that. And Phil's like, why would you say that? Well, this is what I think. And it would be a guest. He would have this guest on the show. And then people would call in getting mad. And people would call in going, you are so sexist. Women shouldn't be barefoot and pregnant. And the guest is going back and forth. Well, who's the guest? It's Phil Hendry in another voice. Phil Hendry could do tons of voices. He could do female voices, male voices. So anybody who knows the bit is laughing their head off. And Phil is like, look, come on, man, I agree with our caller. You know, you can't be, well, look at you. Didn't you knock up your wife? Well, I knocked up. But, and it's him. It's him doing all those voices. All right. Phil Hendry isn't getting in trouble for those podcasts having a guest who's a sexist because it's a show. All right. I mean, that's what it's a show. It's entertainment. So people will have a guest and they'll have a guest saying, look, this is what I think. And if somebody tries to silence that show saying it's misinformation, then there will be no entertainment at all. I mean, I haven't listened to all of Bob Saget's stand up, but I hear he talks about some dirty stuff. Is somebody going to try to silence any network for that? I mean, you know, these are shows. It's entertainment. You know, Dave Chappelle is very successfully fighting the cancel culture with trying to cancel him because he did a stand-up routine. And his stand-up routine was trying to get people's goat. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.